This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
This is Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Maureen McCollum. The movie La La Land tells the story of two struggling artists in L.A. Mia dreams of becoming an actress and falls in love with Sebastian, a piano player obsessed with jazz music. The musical is nostalgic, a throwback to the classic Hollywood movies, yet it's set in modern times. La La Land broke records by winning 7 Golden Globe Awards, including Best Original Score and Best Original Song. The composer of those songs and that music is Justin Hurwitz, a Milwaukee native. Hurwitz met director Damien Chazelle during their first week of college, and since then, they've worked on a few movies together. For La La Land, as Chazelle wrote the script, Hurwitz composed the music. Hurwitz says the movie somewhat reflects his own career.
Yeah, I think there are definitely parts of La La Land that Damien and I felt reflected, you know, our lives as young people in L.A., as creative people in L.A. Just the fact that we couldn't get La La Land made for so many years, that we had developed this passion project, this dream project, and nobody wanted to let us make it, I think reflects something that both Mia and Sebastian go through in the movie, which is that they can't get their dreams off the ground. And I think, you know, there are certain parts of the struggle between old meets new that Sebastian goes through with his music and with the jazz band he joins, the jazz band which becomes a pop band, essentially. You know, those are ideas that are things Damien and I have struggled with ourselves in terms of how can we, you know, be inspired by all of our favorite music and favorite art forms from the past, the musical itself being one of those art forms, but also make it new, make it modern, not just be completely trading in old-fashioned art forms.
So how were you able to channel that nostalgia and still make it sound new and fresh?
When I was composing, I was trying not to actually listen to anything from the past. There are definitely favorite musicals, favorite scores of ours that inspired this, like the French musicals from the 60s, The Umbrellas of Cherbourg and The Young Girls of Rochefort, huge inspirations for me and Damien. Some of the MGM musicals from America, like Singin' in the Rain and The Bandwagon, and Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers musicals like Swing Time and Top Hat. Our challenge was to make something that didn't feel old-fashioned, or a soundtrack, songs and score that wouldn't sound like they actually could have been in any of those older movies. And I think there are definitely approaches I took that help it feel retro in some ways, like the fact that everything is recorded by a real orchestra. There's nothing electronic or programmed in any of the songs or the score outside of the one pop song that's in the movie, which needed to be, you know, fully electronic. And, you know, there are other approaches I took, like the way that I married a jazz rhythm section to a big orchestration for the songs. So you have the improvisational element meets the orchestration, and that's an approach I got from Michel Legrand, who was the composer of those French musicals I mentioned. And I hope that the La La Land music sounds like its own thing and not like anything else in particular.
As you all recorded the scene with Emma Stone singing the song Audition the Fools Who Dream towards the end of the movie, you were off to the side playing the piano live while she sang the song essentially live in front of the camera. Is this something that's unique to the movie making process?
Yeah, so when Emma was singing Audition, The Fools Who Dream, I was in the other room playing piano, playing an electric keyboard into her ear to accompany her. And I did that as well on the City of Stars duet, and I did that for just a little snippet of someone in the crowd.
And here's to the fools who dream, crazy.
And we did that because we wanted those really intimate moments to feel live and to have that live vulnerability and to let Emma and Ryan really act those moments in those songs in a way that probably wouldn't have happened if they had had to pre-record those songs in a music studio months earlier and then lip sync on set.
City of stars, are you shining just for me?
And so City of Stars won Best Original Song at the Golden Globes. Is there anything that you think stuck out about that piece to those who voted and decided?
I think City of Stars is another piece of material in the movie that is emotional, and hopefully it's, you know, moving people because it's about optimism but also melancholy. And for anybody who connects with the movie as a whole, I think the City of Stars kind of embodies some of those ideas and some of those feelings of, you know, having great prospects and a bright future and just being really positive about what the future can bring, both in love and in work, but also, you know, the idea of being cautious and being, you know, aware that sometimes dreams don't work out.
I don't care if I know just where I will go, 'cause all that I need is this crazy feeling I got tapped out of my heart.
Think I want it to stay.
I think it's a movie about how we grow and we improve ourselves and we, you know, we're on these journeys, but not everything works out. And finding the beauty and the pain in life is I think part of some of what the movie's about, and that's kind of what the song is about and what the song does and what I was trying to compose and kind of what I was going for when I was just at the earliest stage sitting at the piano thinking, what is this song? What is this melody?
Justin Hurwitz is a Milwaukee native and the composer of La La Land.